In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear friends in heaven, there are many saints who never gave alms on earth. Their poverty justified them. There are many saints who never mortified their bodies by fasting or wearing hair shirts. Their bodily infirmities excuse them. There are many saints too who were not virgins. Their vocation was otherwise. Many saints who didn't do anything interesting on earth, but the few they did it with love. But in paradise, in heaven, there is no saint who was not humble. God banished angels from heaven for their pride. Therefore, how can we pretend to enter therein if we did not keep ourselves in a state of humility? So usually, All Saints' Day is not the best day to make resolution, but I think this is a grace we should ask to the saints we know in heaven and all those we don't know to make us more humble. Jesus calls us into his school to learn, not to work miracles, nor to astonish the world by marvelous enterprises, but to be humble of heart. Learn of me because I am meek and humble of heart. He's not calling everyone to be doctors, professors, engineers, missionaries, nor he has bestowed on all the gifts or restoring sight to the blind, healing the sick, raising the dead, or casting out devils. But to all he has said, learn of me to be humble of heart. And to all he has given the power to learn humility of him. Many things are worthy of imitation in the incarnate Son of God, but he only asks us to imitate his humility. So what must we suppose that all the treasures of divine wisdom which were in Christ are to be reduced to the virtue of humility? Yes, it is, answers St. Augustine. Humility contains all things because in this virtue is truth. Therefore, God must allow dwell therein, since he is the truth. Jesus might have said, learn of me to be chaste, humble, prudent, wise, meek, affable, etc. But he only says, learn of me because I am meek and humble of heart. And in humility alone, he includes all things, because acquired humility is, in a certain sense, the greatest good. Therefore, whoever possesses this virtue may be said, as to his proximate disposition, to possess all virtues, and he who lacks it lacks all. So tonight, dear friends, let's pray our favorite saints. Let's pray the saints we don't know to make us more humble. Today is a feast of all saints, all saints. The saints are our witnesses and examples of the true witness of the Gospels. In the saints, we find examples of how the Gospel teaching, how the Beatitudes we have just heard, is to be lived. We see in the saints imperfect men, imperfect women, made perfect by faith in our Lord Jesus. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.